Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Off with that one.
I tried to keep up too.
Just trying to do a little more true to the
source material.
As Richie Rich pointed out to us, it is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the Sunday Night Edition. It is the top of hour number three. We are here, and this is where we're at. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me?
It's Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
We have been just, I mean, all over the place on topics and subject matter and, you know, it's
I mean, there's a homelessness theme floating through there.
It's been a fun show. I mean, we're really talking about houselessness, right?
Sure.
Home, like
home is where your heart is.
You know, all that kind of stuff, right? Or home is where maybe you grew up.
Okay.
You know, the city or town, or, you know, maybe it's your parents' house or something like that, you know? So home, you know, it's kind of weird. But, like, well, who's to say that people who choose to be homeless can't be?
They shouldn't be allowed to be homeless.
Yeah, there you go. The government and that guy.
Yeah, and that guy.
Like I said, I said this earlier. I have a friend who was homeless, had more money, better credit than the rest of us. Just chose to live that way.
Well, and you know what? So I follow this girl on YouTube that lives in her Corolla.
Yeah, yeah. That's what she drove.
And she, yeah, it must be a thing. But her point was, you know, she wanted more freedom.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, my biggest financial expense is my rent.
Yeah.
So I could just live in my car. And she's been doing it for, like, at least 3 years. I've been following her, and she's totally happy.
There are entire communities of what are referred to as van dwellers.
Yeah.
Right? So these are people who live in their cars or vans. Maybe they convert them into some sort of a camper or something
like that.
Yeah,
van life.
Jason actually does that. He migrates around. So he doesn't have, like, a steady, you know, we'll call it a house, you know. So he, you know, roams around the States. He'll go back and forth to Mexico and all that kind of stuff. So he's kind of living that lifestyle. There are a whole bunch of retired folk who travel around in RVs as well, where they don't have, you know, a firm piece of property that they call home. They'll do things like register their RV in Montana, you know, so that they have, you know, some sort of a permanent address, quote unquote, where they can have their driver's license and their license plates registered to and that kind of thing, so they can travel around without getting harassed by the man. But there are, you know, even in today's society, there exists, you know, migrant people who choose to live that way.
Yeah.
So,
you know, it looks a little bit different because, as Richie Rich was saying, like, people typically historically were following food sources, and now it's like, well, you can just go to you can just go to McDonald's or whatever. So it looks a little bit different, but there are a lot of people that snowbird, where they live in New England or wherever up north during the summer. And then once it gets too cold for them, they go down to Florida or wherever they live down south.
Yep, and some of these migrant workers, the van dwellers in particular I'm thinking of, they follow the work.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Some of them will go, like, I think Walmart has seasonal work where they'll hire people and provide a parking space if you have an RV. Sometimes they'll even provide, like, a dump station for your waste and some water, stuff like that, you know, supplies. And you'll go work for them seasonally, like, over the Christmas time for, you know, a couple of months. And then once you relieve yourself of the cost of either a mortgage or rent, it suddenly costs far less to live on.
Yeah.
Right? So you can work for 3-4 months out of the year and have enough to get by if you are a van dweller or an RV dweller.
I mean, kind of thing. Regular caller Major Payne, right, has shared stories about him following where the work was as recently as the pandemic times. So,
yeah.
It's a thing.
Yeah, it definitely is. I wonder how much more difficult it's gotten for those people, you know, with inflation and, you know, that kind of thing since the propagandemic kicked in.
Okay. I mean, it's gotten difficult for everybody.
Sure, but so. I just wonder if, you know, it affects them differently or how, or because I know some of these people would, you know, they'll go to like these campgrounds.
Yeah.
Right. And they'll work there, right, in the summertime or whatever, and that'll be one of the jobs that they do. But, you know, when you start closing down gathering places for people, well, now they can't go and work there, so.
I think, well, as long as they're not having the mortgage or the rent payment, right, even if they're affected, they're probably affected ever so slightly less.
Yeah.
Because that's most people's biggest expense.
Right.
And if they're, you know, if prices go up and your biggest expense goes up, you know, as the same percentage,
yeah,
that's net a lot greater on the whole.
Yeah.
So, still might not be a bad idea for that Van Dwellen lifestyle.
Let's go to some of your calls and thoughts. Let's start with, we've got Robert in South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I was listening to what you all just said, and I studied law in Germany, and my professor, Dr. Knut Amelung, he was a professor for Strafrecht, which means criminal law, and he and any kind of a problem in society, he always said that the way you solve a problem really is you think of the Knackpunkt, and the Knackpunkt is the key or critical point that's actually causing the problem. Don't get tied up with symptomatology. He said you'll go around putting Band-Aids on things. He said that's not going to help. What you've got to do is you've got to get to the core, the cause of the problem.
And finally, Robert agrees we need to eliminate the government.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, my grandfather, he was actually the grandson of a Roman senator, and his feeling was that government is a necessary evil because he was a very kind Italian who was very respected in the Italian community of Brooklyn, New York.
And still wrong.
The thing is, you have to operate within the society has to operate in a system that's responsible to the people, basically.
Robert, are you a religious man?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, then, either way, like, why is evil necessary?
Evil? Did I say evil?
You said government is a necessary evil. Why is evil necessary?
That's a saying that he had. He was not religious, actually, either, really.
But I'm asking you, why is evil necessary?
Well, why is the government necessary? Yes, because, you see, if you didn't have government, you'd have no way of culling out problems that only really government can get after. I mean,
I disagree with that.
Fact check found that claim to be false.
Well, okay, that's true. Yeah, there was a problem. I can give you an example of a guy who turned out to be a bad guy in La Cosa Nostra, and they had to get rid of him because the mafia doesn't have any prisons. So the only way they can get rid of people is basically by executing them. And he was a problem. He actually had done something very bad to the community, and my stepfather was the examining physician, so he knew exactly what had happened. And the guy who had the perpetrator was, like I say, this La Cosa Nostra guy, said to my father, "You got a nicer wife and you got a nicer family." In other words, you won't have a nice wife and a nice family if you say anything bad about me in front of the court. So my grandfather said, and the Neapolitan mafia said to him, "Look, don't worry about it. Just get up in the court, say that he was a nice guy and there's no problem." And he said, "We'll take care of it." They said, "We'll take care of it." So in 2 weeks later, they brought up somebody from South America, filled him full of bullets, threw him in the trunk of his Cadillac, and finished. But you see, the problem is that the government would have a very, very hard time getting rid of these people, and you have to get rid of people who are very, very dangerous to society. Either put them behind bars, or just get them out of the way because they're abusive and they're really bad apples. And our government, being responsible to the people, can do that.
I think your example proves that you don't need a government to get rid of bad people in society.
Well, you do need some kind of an organization, you see?
Well, you need someone to handle the business. Doesn't need to be organized.
And it certainly doesn't need to be funded by theft in the way governments fund themselves. Thank you for the call, Robert. We appreciate you.
You got a problem, we got a problem solver.
Let's move on to an unscreened caller.
Isn't that fun?
Calling on our VoIP line. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. Unscreened caller going once.
I guess not.
Unscreened caller going twice. All right. right, if you can hear me, give
great
us a call
music
back.
On screen callers. Great music.
We've got more of your calls coming up, and if we can get to it, a few other little nuggets in store for you tonight on the Sunday night edition of Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. More is coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gases 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Appreciate what we do. Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hey, we're back! Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Handsome Dan. Joining me in the studio, it's... and...
Watch me, the intern. What are you doing here? It's Richie Rich.
People are like, wait, oh, did man. I change the radio station?
Yeah, you tuned into Z105.
Z105. That's right. We are all talking like this because this is the classic Shock Jock radio voice.
Dirty Dan.
Can't get away with that in today's culture.
Yeah. The telephone number, it's Free Talk Live, in case you're wondering, really. It's Free Talk Live. 603-283-6160 is the telephone number. I am the captain. I'm the host tonight. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich, for real this time.
And let's go to David in New Mexico.
Speaking of homelessness.
Oh, I thought it was homeliness.
Oh, okay. Either way.
Oh, David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Child trafficking. John J. Romero Jr., John J. Romero Jr. How much more can you drink, Captain?
That's a lot of beer and a couple of shots right there.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
Last week's drinking game.
I haven't reached my limit yet. Go ahead, David.
Oh,
he's a professional member from Wisconsin.
Monica Zamora. Judge.
You know what? You should write a song with all of that in it.
John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt.
No, but yeah, but it's not Schmidt. It's the FCC illegal version.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, you know, the government, you were talking earlier, the government doesn't just claim to own all land. They claim to own all people, too.
That is true,
evidence. Yeah.
Yes. Here's some evidence for you. The, I used to have some children, you know, like I lived with them and took care of them every day. And then I split up with the other parent, and she went to the government, and she said, "Hey, government, I don't want that guy, the biological father, I don't want him to know his children anymore, and I have this new guy that I sleep with, and so I want him to adopt my children, and I want you to get rid of the biological father."
What kind of a man lets his property run to the government like that?
Pardon?
So what kind of a man lets his property run to the government like that? Can't let those people out of the house.
I don't really understand your question, so I will continue forward. So the point is that they paid tens of thousands of dollars of cash money to a government, an officer of the court, to facilitate with the court the transfer of the ownership, or whatever word you want to use if you don't like ownership, of those human beings known as children to the non-biological male that was the new penis in the bed of the baby mama.
Yep.
And the biological penis never saw the children again.
Probably a good thing when you describe it like that.
But, Richie, you know what?
I mean,
Jesus, dude.
Well, he does kind of look like Jesus. He's got long hair and a beard.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking about, like, penises seeing children, maybe there's good reason.
No, that's generally, that's what it is to the woman. If you want, to talk in real world dude, she's just swapping penises is what she's doing.
Okay.
Is her name Sharon Peters?
Yes. So, the bottom line is a policy of thinking that, the institution calling itself government owns all land. They also think that they own, and by the way,
they own the people. You have to finish that sentence. They also own people.
Yes, and the dude that took ownership of my children, guess what happened? He came home drunk one night at 4 a.m. and tried to rape the baby mama. Baby mama wasn't having anything of it, and so he beat her up, and then the son came and tried to intervene, so he beat up the son, too, you know, the one that he took ownership of. And then now that dude is out of that house as well. So that's how that went down when government got involved.
Hey, thanks for the call, David. Sounds like you picked a real winner.
Sounds like she picked two.
603-283-6160. There does have to be some responsibility for the mate that you pick to bear your children. Now, do people change over time? Yes. Do people come down with mental illnesses as they age and all this kind of thing? And after they have children and there's postpartum depression, there's all sorts of these things. But all that being said, at some point you have to take a little bit of responsibility for the person you chose to mate with. And even if that's just admitting, hey, I made a horrible decision.
Yeah.
You know, there has to be some personal responsibility involved there. Well, that was David Olson with his same story, same as it ever was.
Same old story.
Oh, I was thinking about that song really applies to him. This is not my beautiful house.
Same as it ever was.
This is not my beautiful life. How did I get here?
Yeah.
Yes, David Byrne. That's right. All right. Richie, you brought up the Freeloaders article. Did we cover that?
We didn't cover it, but we were talking about the homelessness problem, right, and what they do when they decide to homestead land. And it just so happens I had an article about, you know, the homelessness basically homesteading pieces of sidewalk and setting up, like, power to the washing machines. Yeah. Flower beds, you know.
This reminds me, and I hate to bring it up again, but the movie Demolition Man. Remember how Dennis Leary was sort of like the head of the people in underground?
Yeah.
Literally underground? They were doing this. They were tapping into the existing city's electric and water and power and, you know, using that as their, you know, way to get by, if you will.
Yeah.
So that they could mount some sort of a resistance or what have you.
But in this case, you know, the libertarian question could be asked, do they have a right to that power and the right to the land? Whom did they get permission from to do such things if permission need be granted?
Right, because people are under the illusion that public property is shared amongst everybody.
Uh-huh.
And it's not, because really the closest to the truth you're going to get, if you just substitute the word government for the word public, you get a much closer truth. It's not public forest, it's government forest. It's not public works, it's government works.
Sure.
It's not public roads, it's government roads.
But one of the things about having government-owned land or public property or however whatever phrasing you want to use, right, is like equal access to, right, which means they have the same right to be there as anybody else, which means it's hard to kick them out because, like, well, they theoretically, right, taxes have been paid. They're probably not paying much into it.
Right.
But that's not a part of the equation. The equation is, like, we will all come together and call this, you know, property owned by everyone, owned by the government, whatever, so that everyone may access it equally. And so they have.
Yeah. And I want to point out, too, just because we haven't said it, that homelessness, or at least these growing number of people in large cities that seem to be, you know, dwelling in tents and sidewalks and campers and cars and lions and tigers and bears and why, is, I would say, more of an epidemic or a pandemic than, you know, anything recently called that.
Okay.
Not only is it happening in, you know, this article's about Los Angeles, we talked to Mr. Henza today about Arizona, Phoenix, and Tucson.
Yeah.
I'm like every single city, pretty much.
Every city.
But it's not as bad in some areas as it is in others.
In some cities.
Right.
But there's even homeless in little old Keene, New Hampshire.
Sure,
yeah.
Of course. Why not?
603-283-6160. Do you have a solution for homelessness? Give us a call. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. The White House rejected a recommendation by senior Pentagon officials to promote Lieutenant General Walter E. Piatt, who's the director of the Army staff, who came under intense scrutiny after the Pentagon's slow response to the riot at the Capitol, pushing the officer to a near-certain retirement. Senate Republicans want the SEC to explain why staff are leaving the nation's corporate watchdog at the highest rate in 10 years amid a flurry of proposed rules, according to a letter that came out Sunday. The private letter dated October 27th from Senate Republicans to the chair of the Security and Exchange Commission, Gary Gensler, adds to mounting criticism that the U.S. regulator lacks the internal firepower it needs to accomplish its ambitious rulemaking plans. And following the Michigan-Michigan State game Saturday night, it appeared that Wolverines defensive back Jaden McBurrows was assaulted by Spartans players in the tunnel. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
We are dead. We are not here. If we were here, we'd be here. That's what Simmons said, but we're not. We're dead.
I wish we had more laser noises.
Pew! Pew, pew! Pew, pew!
Now we're going to get...
Laser little five. Yeah, I guess we're technically not supposed to say stuff like that. But, you know.
Really?
It was from the bit.
I don't know.
Yeah, I was being humorous and imitating a thing that was imitating a thing, so I think that's meta enough for us to get away with it. But
plus, you're a parody artist.
I am a parody artist.
Built into your code.
He's a professional.
If I have to defend it, I will.
To the death if need be.
Let's move on from homelessness, shall we? What do you say? I want to talk about this article from Boston, NBC Boston.
Ooh.
Where you park your car around the corner.
Okay.
Mass woman accused of using bees to attack sheriff's deputies.
Bees?
Phenomenal.
Bees.
Fantastic.
Let me say it in a voice that most people can
understand.
Other
F words.
Massachusetts woman accused of using bees to attack sheriff's deputies.
Good for her.
She gets 1 point.
Rory Susan Woods, age 55, of Hadley, is facing numerous charges in the wake of the incident.
Nikki's nodding her head like she knows something about this.
Do you know
Hadley? Hadley? I'm just familiar with Hadley.
Okay. Yeah. Is this typical behavior for Hadley neighbors?
Not really, but okay. I'm happy that, I don't know.
All right.
I feel like a proud masshole right now. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, that lady.
A Massachusetts woman is facing numerous charges after she allegedly unleashed a hive full of bees onto sheriff's deputies, some of them allergic to bee stings, as they tried to serve an eviction notice in Longmeadow last week. The Hampton County Sheriff's Office said they were dealing with an eviction on, it's misspelled, on Memory Lane. They are literally evicting somebody from Memory Lane. But it's misspelled. It's M-E-M-E-R-Y. And then O-R-Y. Anyway.
Memories.
In Longmeadow. Not Memory. Memory.
In the Boston accent.
Boston accent. You pack your car around the corner, take a trip down Memory Lane.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway. On October 12th, when Rory Susan Woods, age 55, of Hadley, arrived in her SUV, towing a flatbed with multiple manufactured beehives, and began trying to open the lids of the beehives to unleash them.
So proving intent is not going to be difficult for the prosecution.
Right. She was creative, though. I mean, I'll give her that.
She was among
all this way with a trailer full of beehives. No, just letting him out for fresh air, officer.
It's like when you travel with your dog, you have to let him out of the car, go pee,
some
water.
She
was among several protesters who met the deputies when they arrived at the property. When she was told that several officers were allergic to bees, she said, "Oh, you're allergic? Good."
Oh man!
According to the official department
That's
report,
not very nice.
A sheriff's deputy,
a cop. Do you care?
No, I mean, if he's allergic to bees, that's kind of messed up.
No.
I don't want him to die.
He'll swell up and have trouble chewing food and swallowing for a couple
of cops carry EpiPens and stuff like that. They're EMT trained first. They're supposed to be anyway. Yeah. How well trained they are.
Yeah, but if they see someone going into a diabetic coma and they reach for the EpiPen and pull out the billy club way too many times.
Yeah.
I thought it was the pen. That's why I hit him in the chest so much.
So far, I like the cut of her jib. But
maybe.
But I don't agree with, assault.
Okay.
Right. So we'll see. We'll see what happens here.
Like again, I'll speculate ever so briefly. I like saying that now. It's kind of my catchphrase.
Yes.
Why were the, in private property society, eviction is a logically consistent thing that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
And so even in the absence of the sheriff's deputy office, there might be an organization willing to provide that service to a property owner. Right. And maybe the property owner in this case was in the right, and she was preventing people rightfully doing their duty from evicting someone who ought not be on the property.
Let's find out.
That's
a sheriff's deputy tried to stop her, but as the agitated bees started circling the area, he pulled back. Woods then smashed the lid and flipped a hive off the flatbed, making the bees extremely aggressive. The bees swarmed the area and stung several officers and other bystanders in the area.
Casualties.
Sounds like I don't know if you guys ever played that Magic the Gathering game.
Nope.
I have. With you.
Nerds.
That's right. That one time.
That was fun.
Nerds.
Don't act like you're not a nerd, Richie Rich. You're a nerd of potty-like proportions. You just like to think you're not.
I don't play Magic the Gathering.
But you play video games, right?
That's true, yeah.
Okay. And you're up on, nerd culture. So you're a movie buff and all that kind of stuff. So
I'm up on a lot of culture because I do a lot of show prep for the show.
Sure. Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like I don't follow chess, but that story last week was great.
Sure you don't.
I don't.
You said you've been following it for quite some time.
I've been following that story for 6 weeks. That's what it is.
Who are we talking about? Oh, yeah, bees.
Bees.
Bees. I had another point to make. I don't remember what it was. When you play this, the card games, there's this event known as table flipping. And that is when somebody loses and gets so butthurt about it that they flip the table and all the cards and everything on it. And there's plenty of GIFs and things like that floating around the internet if you have any desire to see any of that. So
I don't think I've purposely thrown a controller on my video.
It sounds like that's what she did, was she sort of table flipped the beehives off of her flatbed trailer. Woods then put on a beekeeper suit to protect herself.
After she flipped it then decided to dress down? Okay.
Woods then, this is according to the article, so we don't
mass
know if this
people,
is
man, mass
we
people.
Don't know if this is quality reporting or not, but it says Woods then put on a beekeeper suit to protect herself as she carried a tower of bees near the front door of the home in an effort to stop the eviction. which the sheriff's office said has been stop and go for almost 2 years. So the cops have been trying to evict whoever for 2 years.
I want to see a picture of this woman. Like, I
throw
need
an endangered
face,
animal,
you know,
through the window, then they can't get anybody out of there.
She is now, after she carried a beehive close to the front door of the home, the sheriff's office said Woods tried to agitate the bees further and was arrested by sheriff's deputies and taken to the Western Massachusetts Regional Women's Correctional Facility.
Stole their honey.
Could they put more words into the Western Massachusetts Regional Women's Correctional Facility? I feel like it's a very short phrase, and it needs like 7 or 8 more words.
What's the acronym?
There's no vowels in there, so yeah.
They could have just said jail.
The WMR, right. The WMRWCF.
All right. Oh, I know that place.
Yeah.
In Hadley, somewhere.
That's where I go to pick up chicks. That's right.
Where's that barista store?
Print out a handful of pardons. Everett. She is now facing 4 counts of assault and battery by means of a dangerous weapon. 3 counts of assault by means of a dangerous weapon, and 1 count of disorderly conduct. She was arraigned last week and released without bail. Her lawyer didn't immediately respond to a voicemail left on Wednesday.
Smart.
The Hampton County Sheriff's Office said its civil process division typically serves hundreds of eviction notices each year. Never in all my years of leading the Hampton County Sheriff's Civil Process Division here have I seen something like this, said Robert Hoffman, chief deputy of the Civil Processes Division, in a statement. I'm just thankful no one died because bee allergies are serious.
Sure.
I hope that these out-of-county protesters will reconsider using such extreme measures in the future because they will be charged and prosecuted.
Again, nothing on like why they were performing the eviction, what's going on there.
Yeah, I need more details.
I need backstory to figure out whose side I'm on. It's not the cop's side, but, you know.
We are always prepared for protests when it comes to evictions, but a majority of the groups who protest understand that we are just doing our statutory duty in accordance with the state law, said Sheriff Nick Cucci. But this woman who traveled here
for war crime, buddy,
put our lives in danger, as several of the staff, blah, 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 blah. It really doesn't say anything more. That's really pretty much the whole story.
Like if it was a tax lien, right? More power to her.
Coming up, we'll talk about baristas, bikini baristas in Everett. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Before we go on, I do want to say thank you to a person who calls himself Garbage Man. That's right, I'm saying thank you to Garbage Man. Not Garbage Man with a G, but C, Garbage Man.
Smelly Steve the Garbage Man.
Garbage Man is a silver level amplifier, and that means that he contributes $5 a month to the Free Talk Live Amps program. You can find out all about the AMPS program over at amps.freetalklive.com. What the AMPS program is a way for you to help this radio show that you're listening to get on more radio stations and help us promote and support us. If you enjoy the topics, if you enjoy the hosts, the co-hosts, and the fact that we're on 7 days a week, that we are literally the only live radio call-in show that comes to you with the perspective of freedom, peace, prosperity, and liberty, then please consider becoming an amplifier over at amps.freetalklive.com. There's some perks that you get. It's a Patreon-type setup, so there's different levels of things and some little gifts that you get for your contribution. But that's not why you should contribute. You should contribute because you believe in liberty and spreading the message. Thank you again, Garbage Man, for your contribution. We appreciate you. All right. So with this article from Reason, I know a little bit about this particular topic because I used to live in the Seattle, Washington area. There's a town just north of the Seattle area called Everett, and that's where this takes place. The headline reads, Bikini Baristas Win Lawsuit Over Unconstitutional Dress Code. And we'll talk more about that in just a second. But first, let's go to George, who's calling from California. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
We're good. What's on your mind?
78 years old. I've called about a million times to lots of different radio stations, and you guys are the first ones that allowed me to talk. And I had to jump away and go eat my pork chop dinner from my wife and mother-in-law. Sorry about that.
I hope it was delicious.
But we were talking about, we were talking about the government wasting somebody, getting rid of somebody. And so You know, I was over in Vietnam for 3 years, and I hated every minute I was there, but I loved being in the Army. And then somebody told me, read the Pentagon Papers if you want to know what the government's up to.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's been a lot of years since that happened, but I read it. And if the government wants you to go away, you can disappear in minutes, and nobody will ever know what happened to you. Yes. If the government puts the dime on you, you're the guy gone. And these guys were talking about, could they do it? They do it all the time.
Yeah. In fact, I had an article for yesterday that talks about Guantanamo Bay and the fact that it's still open, and there's like 36 people that are still there. One guy apparently is going to – they're going to let one more guy
one
go.
One more guy, because he's the oldest one there.
Right, yeah.
17 years, finally released, no charges filed.
Yeah, but they in that article, they do talk about how they literally like would bag somebody's head in the middle of town, toss him in a van, and then transport him off to Guantanamo Bay without any sort of trial, without any sort of accusations, without any recourse for whoever was kidnapped and taken away, and then held for 20 years or so.
Because if they brought him to America, they would be, you know, granted American-style constitutional justice.
Right.
But no, so they keep him offshore.
It's not to let him into the United States.
Right.
Yeah.
But you're right, even within the United States, the CIA, it's been documented that they've done, you know, baggings of people and, you know,
Take them out.
Yeah.
They take them out of the country
right.
So that they don't have to prosecute under American laws.
Or they take them out and they disappear.
Right.
You guys haven't been watching the news then. You don't know that the worst organization in the United States now is the FBI.
Oh, no, we've been watching the news.
Yeah,
that's your domestic terrorist. CIA is your international terrorist.
Right, the FBI is
in
the U.S. And, yeah, you're right, Reggie.
Yeah, they can, if they want to be nice about it, they can take you to court. And they go to their judges and their prosecutors and... You know, if you don't have the bucks to get a big boy in there, you're just there's dust under the carpet, you know?
Yeah, what, 95-97% prosecution rate?
Yep.
Conviction rate?
That's just the prosecution rate. Try on a conviction rate, you know?
Yeah, that's what
they don't mess up. They don't mess up. They've got these judges where they just help them.
Yep.
I mean, until for like 2 years ago, I would have said one of the better units in the United States is the FBI. But then Brandon got in there with his boys and started stirring the pot. And, man, I'll tell you, it's terrible for a patriot like I am to
so you missed the part where the other side was doing it.
Yeah, that could be, yeah.
No, it definitely was. It's the land of the free. The land of the fee, the home of the slave, and justice for all who can afford it. Thank you for the call, George. We appreciate
you. Good old American patriot who voted Republican and can't understand why the Democrats are doing what they're doing and how the FBI got off the rails all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was not all of a sudden.
I know.
It's been there. I'm just talking to the listening audience, not necessarily directed at you. I just want to talk about bikini baristas now.
Please.
Because we teased it, and so I feel like we should talk about it. Bikini baristas win lawsuit over unconstitutional dress code.
Sounds like some chicks just didn't want to go to work.
A federal court says the city's dress code for scantily clad coffee servers is unconstitutional. The judge ruled that by targeting women's attire, the dress code violates the Equal Protection Clause of the U.S. Constitution. But the law does not violate the First Amendment, he ruled, nor does criminalizing the bearing of female breasts but not male breasts count as an unconstitutional violation. The case comes out of Everett, Washington. Everett, where drive-up shacks featuring bikini baristas are popular. And yes, they are. They're very popular. In 2017, Everett passed a law prohibiting quick-serve food and drink peddlers from showing off certain body parts, including their stomachs, their backs, below the shoulder blades, and the top 3 inches of the legs below the buttocks. The city didn't even pretend to tie the law to food safety, instead citing concerns about potential exploitation of women and adverse impacts upon minors.
No, they just hate fun.
Yep.
Hate women.
Curmudgeons.
A group of bikini baristas working sued, calling it a matter of women's rights. In addition to instituting a dress code for baristas, the law expanded the city's definition of lewd conduct to include any exposure of more than half of the part of the female breast located below the top of the areola.
How do you... So they're going to measure that?
Yeah, so they've got, like, yeah, they've got like boob measuring police out there with their, you know, taking photos and...
I'm sure you've seen the old-timey pictures of the beach police, right, measuring the women's...
No, I actually haven't.
Oh, man. Yeah. Okay. You got to find one of those. Hmm. The cops would go around with rulers to measure how long the bathing suit was.
Yeah. And it
reminds me of, like, middle school. It's like, put your hands down to your side. Your shorts are too short.
Yep.
My arms are just long.
So
waistband doesn't count.
Yeah, so they want to, you know, basically measure, you know, the exposure of a woman's breast, and they created a new crime called facilitating lewd conduct to target the owners of bikini barista establishments. In 2017, a U.S. district judge said the city could not enforce the law as the case was playing out.
Nice.
The city appealed, and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit Court reversed course, holding in 2019 that the lower court had been wrong. The Ninth Circuit rejected the argument that the law violates the barista's First Amendment right to free expression and lifted the injunction, meaning the ban is back on while the lawsuit proceeds in court, noted some guy at Reason. Now a judge has finally ruled on the merits of the case. In an October 19th opinion, U.S. District Court Judge Ricardo Martinez held that Everett's dress code is unconstitutional because it violates the Equal Protection Clause of the Constitution.
So they're going to rewrite the code that the top of the male breast cannot be shown above 3 inches above the areola?
I think that's what they're getting at here, okay. Is that it's unconstitutional because it targets women specifically.
Okay.
So Martinez rejected the barista's argument that the dress code violated their rights, and he let the city's expanded definition of lewd conduct and criminalization ruling okay to the city's criminalization of exposure or touching of women's breasts, but not of men's.
I'm pretty sure even if you expand it to men, you're going to run into the same problem.
The court finds that the city of Everett has met its burden of proving an exceedingly persuasive justification for treating the public exposure of bare breasts by females and males differently in the ordinance, and that this is substantially related to the important governmental interest of protecting the public sensibilities of the city of Everett.
Any man dressing in a manner where he's exposing the top 3 inches of his breast or the bottom 3 inches of his leg below his buttocks probably self-identifies as a woman to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, how about just let the market decide, right?
Right? You know? Clearly they've decided they like it.
If I want to go to, like, a regular-ass coffee shop, I'll go. If I want to go to a bikini barista coffee shop, I'll go to that one. Like, let me decide. I'm an adult.
Pay extra for the cream.
We are out of time. Thank you to all of the callers. Thank you to Richie Rich and Nikki, my co-hosts tonight. Peace.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.